This is CNN.
The familiar sound of the voice of God, James Earl Jones, identifying CNN, the first 24-hour news service ever provided on cable television, a crazy idea by entrepreneur Ted Turner, who already had his superstation entertainment network, TBS, that was going around the country, and thought that there would be an appetite for 24/7 news. I wonder if even he could have predicted the proliferation of cable news channels that we have now, ones that specialize even beyond just generalized news into business, into tech, and other things. But that's what was started 40 years ago. June 1st is the four-decade anniversary of CNN, and with us the author of a brand new book that looks at the origins of the network, Up All Night, Ted Turner, CNN and the Birth of 24-Hour News, Lisa Napoli. Lisa, good to have you with us again.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I get a chance to thank you on the air for hosting in my place. I guess it was about 3 months ago. We'll have to get you back.
I love it.
I know your schedule's so busy. I saw you're working on yet another book and on the founding of NPR, which I'm looking forward to seeing when you're done. But let's talk about CNN. You have a bit of a connection. I didn't realize you'd worked for Headline News.
I did. I worked for Headline News when I got out of college in 1984. And even before that, I worked for CNN as an intern. So I interned for CNN, volunteered in 81, 2, and 3 in the New York and DC bureaus. So I wasn't there at the very beginning, but that's kind of what sparked my interest in where the place started, because we all knew it was odd and interesting then, as you know institutionally what KPCC was like in the very beginning. But I didn't really think about it until recently, why and how it came to be.
It's just a remarkable story. So take us back, if you will, and we have to start with Ted Turner, because this is his crazy idea. He's a guy who was big on taking risks, and I only interviewed him once, but it was very clear that this was a guy who just brush off failure and move on to the next thing. And he had that risk-taking chip to be able to do this. Take us back to what the scene was like when he comes up with this idea.
Yes, yeah, he's the quintessential business school study, right? You know, don't feel the fear and do it anyway, even if it's the craziest idea. He was a young man when his father took his own life, and Ted inherited his billboard company. And he could have had a very fine life with that billboard company. It was actually a series of billboard companies around the Southeast. But he wanted more. He was more ambitious. He wanted to avenge his father's untimely death. And so he got into radio. He didn't think radio was very sexy, Larry. So he got into...
Well, great minds make mistakes like that.
Exactly. Right. That was before, you know, you came along. But, and actually it was before NPR. Public radio really was a thing. So he was in commercial radio in small markets in the Southeast, wasn't very taken by it. And then he did what the dazzling thing was to do, was get into TV as he could afford to, which was a little junky UHF station in Atlanta where he was headquartered. And the place was one of those stations, if people listening old enough to remember, you know, it was left for dead. It was all reruns. It was off-network stuff. It was whatever anybody could get and scrape up and put on. And it was with that Petri dish that he experimented with putting the station on cable. Early days of cable, putting the station then on the satellite, very early days of the satellite. And he was a pioneer in both regards. And he saw the tantalizing possibility of communications, as all of us who work in the business do. But he saw it, one, better, because he had some money to play with, and he didn't mind possibly losing a lot of money. And he said, what the heck can I do with this 24-hour stuff that it, you know, will make a splash? And he didn't necessarily love the news, but he wanted to play with the technology. And what else, you know, it was cheaper than putting movies on the air. HBO had started. It was expensive to license stuff, you know, movies. Everybody was confused by it in the industry. So what do? You generate stuff out of nowhere, which is news. But of course, the question was, who would watch it? And was there enough news to fill 24 hours a day?
So. And of course, we know the answer to that question. Lisa Napoli with us. Her new book, Up All Night, Ted Turner, CNN, and the Birth of 24-Hour News. She's going to be an interview with KTLA 5's Frank Buckley in a virtual event taking place tonight at 6 o'clock Pacific time, talking about her book. We have more information on the AirTalk page at kpecc.org. If you have questions for Lisa about the early years of CNN, and given our audience, I wouldn't be surprised if we have a fair number of alumni of CNN. If you want to share an anecdote, a memory of working at CNN, if you're listening and have that on your resume, we're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Another thing for which Ted Turner was known, another just nutty idea, was to put his Atlanta Braves baseball team every game onto his superstation, TBS. And, you know, my thought, who in the world's going to watch Atlanta Brave baseball? But it created an identity for that station, Lisa. And it's yet another idea that on the surface just looked ridiculous and paid off for him.
In hindsight, it seems like such a genius. And, you know, the other thing, even more simple and crazy than that, Larry, is that he decided, many people may remember when television used to go off the air after the late night movie or Johnny Carson. Well, Ted Turner said, that's a whole part of the day that I'm not using, that I'm not selling. I can't be making money. And I'm an insomniac. So somebody else out there must be an insomniac. So let's stay on all night. That is, you know, so simple and so obvious, but it was so revolutionary when he did it. So it was time and time again. And, you know, it's so important now in this crazy time that we're living through. It's difficult. It's so difficult. Obviously, you talk about this all day, every day. To imagine 1980 when CNN launched that there wasn't news all the time, but it was, he didn't even think that there was a call for it. It's incredible.
It is. And in a moment, we're going to hear from that very first broadcast nearly 40 years ago when CNN launched. Again, if you'd like to talk about CNN's origins, that's what's told in the new book by Lisa Napoli, Up All Night, Ted Turner, CNN, and the Birth of 24-Hour News. You know Lisa from her years at Marketplace as a reporter right here on KPECC. We'll be back in just 1 minute with that clip from the first CNN broadcast right here on Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC, the KPECC app, or via your smart speaker, just tell it to play KPECC.
The FBI and Fort Wayne police are at odds over the Vernon Jordan investigation. Published reports from Fort Wayne say the FBI thinks a single shot was fired at Jordan. When we checked with Fort Wayne police this morning, they told us that is not the case. The FBI bases the single bullet theory on the idea that a chain link fence deflected the shot, saving Jordan's life. Also leading doctors to believe that more than one shot...
David Walker, Lois Hart were the husband-wife anchor team that anchored the very first newscast. Sunday, June 1st, 1980, 2 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern time, as the cable news network was launched. Ted Turner actually started it on air, introducing the news channel and just giving a little bit of a context for its creation. With us, Lisa Napoli, author of the new book on CNN's origins, Up All Night, Ted Turner, CNN, and the Birth of 24-Hour News. Very early on, because I was a viewer of it, I remember how kind of mom and pop it felt in those early days, Lisa, and the very fact that it was coming from Atlanta made it seem even more so.
Right. And that was revolutionary in itself. When he hired several news executives from the New York world, media world, they said, what, Atlanta? And he said, yes, absolutely. It was a union issue, but also it allowed them to have more space than they could have had. But everything about it, yes, the idea that they were hiring married couples, that was a no-no in the business then. If someone was got married at the station where they worked, one would have to leave. He hired married couples. It was cheaper to move two people there than one. And of course, there were a lot of divorces in the aftermath too, but Dave and Lois are still together. But it's really remarkable to imagine that they had to beg people to come. Like when I was an intern, I just walked in the door. You had to beg people to come work there for $3.50 an hour. And of course, there were tons of college graduates who were willing to relocate to Atlanta. Getting more experienced people was a little bit, you know, dicier, but it happened. But just the fact that it was emanating from Atlanta really set the stage and the tone of the place. They said the news was the star. It wasn't a sexy, glitzy, certainly not a political place. That's what's so fascinating to look at the newscasts now. I mean, of course, everything 40 years ago looked different, right? The hair alone. But it was a different time in the news business specifically. And for those of us who've consumed news or worked in it even, it's really remarkable to think about how much things have changed.
Who were some of the early anchors or other personalities on CNN who've gone on to other things, you know, as part of their news careers?
Well, most famously, Katie Couric, most famously in the sense that she's probably one of the most famous people. She was a young woman there behind the scenes, not from the very beginning, but pretty close. Then there, of course, is Christiane Amanpour, also not from the very beginning, but she was a young woman who made her way there and made her way through and up. And, you know, she's a major celebrity. You know, someone else who people may remember from back then, Bernard Shaw was the rock, the solid rock, you know, like the Walter Cronkite of cable news, just stoic and just a terrific presence. He's no longer working, but he really was one of the first faces, public faces. And their whole ethos was, we don't want a celebrity. Well, there's actually some fun stories that I tell in the book about that. But basically, it wasn't about the news celebrity. But yes, news celebrities did come out of it.
What were some of the big stories during that first year or so of CNN which helped put it on the map?
Well, it's really important to remember that cable penetration was very low then. There were only 18 million homes in the country that had it, and only 2 million homes could get CNN. But one of the biggest milestones to their acceptance was in 1981, when President Reagan was shot. And CNN rushed to air with the news before the networks did, the mighty, almighty networks, and who called them chicken noodle news. They just couldn't believe that this would ever work. And when Bernard Shaw went on the air and refused to say definitively that the press secretary, James Brady, had died because of these gunshots, they really got big cred for being accurate, which the networks were not. And then later, as the Shuttle Challenger happened, and as Tiananmen Square, the little girl in the well, baby Jessica, and of course, then the Gulf War, all those things parallel, while cable was exploding, CNN was growing in audience, and people were learning, basically, to be news junkies.
You're mentioning about baby Jessica and the well, and that just went on and on, the national agony over that. And very reminiscent for what happened with the growth of Los Angeles television when KTLA Channel 5 here went on the air overnight with the story of little Kathy Fiscus, who fell in a well where San Marino High School's football field is now. Tragically, she didn't survive, but you had a remote truck that was out there, people staying up all night, so concerned about what would happen to Kathy Fiscus. And that really put LA local news on the map, much as the Jessica story did nationally for CNN's coverage.
Yes. And Larry, you know, what it also showed, and the reason I tell that story in the book is because it showed that human interest has always been, a concern. Stories that, you know, hardcore journalists would never say is, you know, hardcore. But people have always been interested in what's happening for regular people all around the world. And it's just the technology that didn't exist, or even before it existed, in the case of KTLA and Kathy Fiscus, somebody, their very inventive general manager, figured out a way to get that news out. So news will always get out, as we see now. It's endless. But it's so interesting to think about how, you know, so many years ago, even without that technology, the capacity, the interest was there, even if the capacity wasn't, you know, yeah, at your fingertips, like an iPhone lets you be a TV studio right now.
The inventiveness was amazing, though. Klaus Landsberg, who did that at KTLA and got that broadcast up, it's still a remarkable accomplishment in broadcasting history. We're talking with Lisa Napoli. Her new book, Up All Night, Ted Turner, CNN, and the Birth of 24-Hour News. She's talking about the origins of CNN. Has Turner had much to say about the evolution of CNN, particularly as now it's sort of established as part of the Trump resistance?
Right. Well, Mr. Turner is ill at this stage, and I have not heard him say anything about this modern use of cable news as a political weapon. But I do know that he has said numerous times that it was the greatest achievement, creating CNN. He had a real reckoning by forming CNN. He wasn't a news person to begin with, and it changed his vision and world vision in life. So, yeah, it would be interesting to hear what he had to say.
Yeah, I'm curious. Thank you so much, Lisa. Always a pleasure. We'll look forward to seeing you again once the COVID-19 pandemic has moved past and folks can meet in person again. Thank you so much for joining us and talking about your book. We remind that she'll be in conversation. It's a virtual book event that you can attend online. Up All Night with KTLA 5's Frank Buckley. 6 o'clock tonight, Pacific time. All the information is on the Air Talk page at kpecc.org. Lisa's book is Up All Night, Ted Turner, CNN, and the Birth of 24-Hour News. Stay tuned. Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes up next. Then at 1:33 our time this afternoon, the scheduled launch of the SpaceX rocket with the two astronauts on board.